From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is expected to highlight the importance of the security alliance between his country and the United States when he meets on Thursday with President-elect Donald Trump. A U.S. State Department spokesman told reporters Trump's team has not reached out for their help on protocols with foreign leaders, but they are willing to lend assistance.
We, of course, stand ready to assist the president-elect's team in any way that they deem fit. But as I said, there's been no outreach to date. But it's not for us to approve or disapprove of conversations that the president-elect is having or may have in the future with foreign leaders.
Since winning election last week, Trump has spoken by phone with a number of world leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin. But the talks with Abe will be the first in-person meeting for Trump as he prepares to take office in January. Abe is in the United States on his way to the Asia-Pacific Summit in Peru. Addressing European perceptions of emerging American isolationism, U.S. President Barack Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel have told Germans there is no going back on globalization. Berlin is the second stop on Mr. Obama's last foreign tour as U.S. president. His first stop was Greece, where the president spoke of the importance of defending democracy and the U.S. enduring commitment to standing by its European allies. Reflecting on his eight-year presidency, the U.S. leader said his travels around the globe have shown him that there is a fundamental desire for dignity and self-determination. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Russia announced Wednesday that it's withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. Margaret Bashir has our report.
In withdrawing their signature, Moscow's foreign ministry accused the Hague-based court of not being truly independent and dismissed its work as one-sided and inefficient. The move comes a day after the court's chief prosecutor issued a report stating that the situation in Crimea and the city of Sevastopol factually amounts to an ongoing state of occupation by Russia over Ukraine. Moscow annexed the Ukrainian territory in March 2014 after a widely criticized referendum. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
U.S. Senate leadership positions are being filled for the new session that will start in early January, reflecting the balance of power determined in elections held across the country last week. Republicans will control the White House, House, and Senate in the coming year. The congressional leadership positions take effect prior to the January 20th inauguration of Donald Trump as the 45th President of the United States. Hillary Clinton made her first public appearance Wednesday night in Washington since conceding the presidential election to Trump a week ago.
I know that over the past week, a lot of people have asked themselves whether America is the country we thought it was. The divisions laid bare by this election run deep. But please listen to me when I say this. America is worth it. Our children are worth it. Believe in our country, fight for our values, and never, ever give up.
The president of the Children's Defense Fund praised Clinton for her contributions to the fund and her lifelong dedication to the welfare of children. A U.S. federal judge has scheduled a hearing to consider President-elect Trump's request to delay a civil fraud trial involving his now-defunct Trump University until after his inauguration in January. The plaintiffs say Trump University was a scheme to take money from people who were promised access to Donald Trump's real estate secrets. The judge is set to hear arguments on Friday, just over a week before the trial starts. South Korean President Park Geun-hye may have been found guilty in the court of public opinion for her alleged involvement in the influence peddling scandal, but the legal case against her is progressing slowly. The opposition party that holds a majority in the National Assembly says Park's delay tactics are merely delaying the inevitable. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.